Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something I like to call Concrete Echo, a break roll carve that feels right at home in jungle and old school DNB, but still hits with a darker modern edge. The idea is simple. Instead of using a big glossy synthriser, we use the drums themselves to create the build. We take a chopped breakbeat, turn it into a rising roll, shape it with filtering and echo, then carve out a tiny moment of silence right before the drop. That little gap is what makes the drop feel like it snaps back into the track instead of just arriving. If you've ever heard a DNB transition that made the whole room lean forward, that's the kind of energy we're chasing here. So let's get into it. First, pick a breakbeat that already has character. Amen style breaks, think style breaks, or any old school loop with a strong snare and some ghost notes will work really well. You want something with attitude. If the break already feels good on its own, this technique will work even better. Drag the break into an audio track in Ableton Live 12 and turn warp on. If the break is punchy and drum heavy, beats mode is usually a great starting point. If it's a bit messier or more musical, complex or complex pro can work better. As a beginner, don't worry about making it perfect. A little looseness can actually help the old school feel. Jungle is supposed to breathe a bit. Now we need to turn that break into a roll that grows over time. Duplicate a 1-bar or 2-bar chunk across your build section. For a first attempt, 4 bars is a great length. Start with the break playing fairly normally, then as you get closer to the drop, make the slices denser and tighter. You can copy little fragments, shorten some hits, and leave tiny gaps so it still grooves. Think of it like this. The first bar is open and relaxed. The second bar starts to move, the third bar gets more urgent, and the fourth bar really tightens up and drives toward the drop. A very important teacher tip here, use the snare as your anchor. In jungle and old school DNB, the snare tells the listener where the groove lies. Even if you chop the break quite a bit, keep some sense of that backbeat. That's what stops the roll from turning into random noise. Next, we shape the tone. Drop EQ 8 after the break. Start by high-passing the low end somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz, depending on how heavy the sample is. The exact number matters less than the feeling. The goal is to slowly remove weight so the build gets lighter, tighter, and more tense as it goes. If the break feels boxy, give a gentle dip around 250 to 500 Hz. If it needs a little sparkle, you can add a tiny high shelf above 8 or 10 kHz, but be careful. For darker DNB, you usually want to keep things a little restrained, not shiny and overbright. Now add auto filter after EQ 8. This gives you that classic rising motion. You can use low pass mode if you want the break to open up, or band pass if you want it to get thinner and more tense. Automate the cutoff so it opens gradually as the build develops. Start fairly closed in the early part of the riser, and only let it really open toward the end. Here's a good beginner rule. Don't brighten everything too early. Keep the first half of the build darker. Let the tension increase by degrees. If it gets too open too soon, you lose the drama. Now for the echo part of Concrete Echo. Add Ableton Echo after the filter. This is where the build gets that bouncing, spacey tension without turning into a washed-out mess. A good place to start is a sync delay time like 1/8 or 1/16th, with feedback somewhere around 15 to 35%. Keep the dry slash wet fairly low at first, maybe around 10 to 25%. The trick is to automate the echo in the final moments. Let the feedback swell a little at the end of the build, so the last hits trail off and feel like they're bouncing through a concrete room. Then cut that tail sharply right before the drop. That sudden stop is a huge part of the impact. If echo feels too wide or too cloudy, you can switch to delay and keep it tighter. A short ping-pong delay on a snare or ghost hit can be enough to add movement without cluttering the mix. Now we carve the final bar. This is where the magic really happens. A great DNB transition often feels more powerful because it breaks shape right before the drop. So in the final bar, mute or cut the break for a tiny moment. It could be the last quarter beat, or even just a small gap after a snare hit. You can also do a short stutter. Repeat a tiny slice 2, 3, or 4 times, then stop. Or let only the top end continue for a beat while the low end energy disappears. The point is to make the last bar feel edited, not just louder. That's a really important concept. Tension usually works better when it feels like the arrangement is getting more impatient, not just more intense. If you can hear the spaces between the hits shrinking, you're on the right track. Now let's give the build a little more body. You can layer a very quiet noise riser underneath, just enough to support the break. Use a simple synth texture, a noise sample, or even a basic operator patch. Keep it low in the mix, because the drums are the star here. The noise should feel like atmosphere around the break, not a separate giant riser taking over the scene. If you want a bit more bite, add drum bus or saturator on the brake group. Keep it subtle. A little drive can help the brake stay forward as it gets more filtered. Just don't overdo it. If it starts sounding harsh, back off the saturation and smooth the upper mids a bit. Also, make sure the bass line gets out of the way. This is huge for impact. If the bass is still blasting underneath the build, the drop won't feel as big. Use utility or a filter to pull the bass down during the last few bars. In some cases, removing the sub entirely in the final bar gives you way more punch when everything returns. That contrast is what makes the drop feel huge. If the build is full, the drop has nowhere to go. Here's a really solid arrangement shape to aim for. For an 8-bar build, keep bars 1 through 4 more groove led and open. Bars 5 through 7 should feel tighter, brighter, and more urgent. Then in bar 8, strip things back, cut the tail, and leave a tiny pocket of silence before the drop hits. If you want that rewind-worthy feeling, that last carve matters a lot. Even a tiny pause can make the listener feel the absence, and once the drop returns, it hits harder. Let's talk about a few common mistakes, because these come up all the time. One is making the build too bright too early. If the filter opens too fast, the tension evaporates. Keep it darker for longer. Another is using too much echo. A little delay motion is great, but too much wash blurs the groove and kills the punch. Another big one is leaving sub bass active under the whole rise. If the low end never clears out, the drop won't feel nearly as strong. And finally, don't over-edit the break so much that it loses its personality. Jungle and old school D&B live in the phrasing of the break. Preserve that feel. If you want a darker or heavier version, here are a few extra moves that work really well. Keep the filter a little more closed overall. Dark builds often sound better when they never fully open. Put a little saturation before the delay so the echoes repeat grit instead of clean audio. Keep the low end mono and simple. Let the snare lead the rise. And if you want a really cool detail, try a tiny reversed slice or reversed cymbal tucked under the last hit. That can make the drop feel like it's being sucked inward. You can also experiment with a fake out. Cut everything for a beat, then bring in a tiny break stab or short echo trail before the real drop. That's a classic rewind trigger. Now, if you want to practice this properly, here's the simplest way. Load a breakbeat loop into an audio track. Duplicate 4 bars of it. Add EQ 8 and high pass the break. Add auto filter and automate the cutoff upward over the final bars. Add echo with low feedback and a small wet amount. Cut or mute the last quarter beat before the drop. Then loop the transition and make only 3 changes. 1 filter move, 1 echo move, and 1 final carve move. That's enough to get the feel. The main thing to remember is this. In D&B, a great riser doesn't always come from a giant synth sweep. Sometimes it comes from the groove itself getting pulled tighter and tighter until it vanishes for a split second. That's the concrete echo effect. Drums build the pressure. Filtering shapes the motion. Echo adds the space. Silence makes the drop hit. And when you combine those things with the right break, the right snare placement, and a clean carve at the end, you get a transition that feels believable, heavy, and very rewind-worthy. All right, go build it. Start with the break, tighten the roll, carve the final beat, and let that drop snap.